Chatham County Roundup is presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And we are joined right here by Lars Dolder of the Chatham News and Record, chathamnewsrecord.com, the website for local coverage of Chatham County News. Lars, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Aaron. Thanks for having me on.
And a lot to cover this week, as always. But I want to start with an exciting development that's happening in local communities all over the country now. And you were able to cover this in Chatham. Vaccinations got underway for healthcare workers at the Chatham Hospital, and you happened to, or you were able to be there to cover it. What was that like?
Yeah, exciting is the right word, Aaron. And moving too, it struck me when we went to the hospital for the first day of vaccinations. A photographer and I, they had a room that was carefully set up. Everybody, you know, distanced and well protected. And as soon as the vaccine started rolling out, this silence that has kind of defined the hospital for so long, as people have died under this terrible pandemic, it was interrupted with spontaneous applause and exclamation. People were just thrilled after the first was administered. You could really tell it was palpable that, especially for healthcare workers at the hospital, it marked a big change and a promising change for the end of this pandemic finally to have come into sight.
Have you ever seen anything like that, like in a healthcare facility or a hospital?
No. No, yeah. And I doubt that I will again. I mean, if they come up with a cancer vaccine, you know, maybe again we'll see that. But this pandemic, it's become cliche, but the word we always use is unprecedented, because really it is. It's an appropriate word. It's unlike anything that this country or the world has seen in 100 years. And so for a solution to have come after 10 hard months, it was just tremendous and moving.
Who'd you speak to? What did they say?
Well, the first vaccine was given to a doctor there, Dr. Jesus Ruiz. He's a young doctor, but he's worked on the front lines fighting the pandemic at Chatham Hospital, and he was taken aback, you know, just that how far they have come and how hard they've worked and the apprehension that they've had for so long. And the chief of staff there, Dr. Andy Hannipal, was I think the third one to get the vaccine. We spoke with him at length as well. And he especially had a lot to say about how his staff, who he's overseen for so long, the relief that they're experiencing, even though this is ongoing, which is a point that he emphasized. You know, the vaccine is pivotal, it's momentous, but it's not the end of their work. And in fact, things kind of are expected to worsen as we get through the holiday season. January, we might well break more records after people have gotten together for the holiday season. So by no means are they slowing down, but he said for the first time, the end is in sight, and that is a relief unto itself.
What do they say about the experience of the last 9 months? They've had to deal with so much, not just the added stress and the added workload, but also just the strain of seeing so many people going through that, and the apprehension of, is this, am I going to get that? Are my friends going to get it? Are my family members going to get it? It's got to be so difficult on so many levels.
Yes, indeed. I think, you know, the medical industry, of course, is always emotional when you're dealing with people's lives. But in the last 9-10 months or so with this pandemic, there's been so much uncertainty that medical staff has just, it's taxed them so heavily. And one doctor, Laura Hester, she oversees the emergency room in Chatham Hospital. So especially she has seen some of the worst of it. Really the most severe cases and people under just awful circumstances, removed from their families, people dying alone, and it's taxed her psyche, she said. And so she was almost moved to tears when she saw that a vaccine had come out, that it had been proved successful, and then as the steps progressed, that it was authorized by the FDA for emergency use, that it was being shipped out, that it was coming into the state, that it was arriving at hospitals. And so on that day, finally, when she was in line to get her vaccine, She was almost at a loss for words, just moved and overwhelmed with emotion at having come so far.
Yeah. How did they decide who gets it first? And are having like that same conversation on the macro level about, oh, should it be senior citizens first and then people with health conditions or frontline workers, and trying to figure out the priorities there? But once you've got it in the hospital, they've still got to make the decisions about who goes first or goes second, right?
Yeah, good question. So they decided on healthcare workers first. So far, last Wednesday, by the way, was that first day when the first vaccine was administered. They did 25 on that day out of an initial shipment of 50 to the UNC hospital in Chatham Hospital. Since then, they've gotten more. So 57 to date have been administered, all to healthcare workers from the hospital system. They expect by the end of this week to have given it to 100 healthcare workers. As the Moderna vaccine rolls in, which was authorized on Friday, they can expand to other demographics. So the next up will be adults, older ones with a high risk of contracting the disease and suffering severe and adverse effects, followed then by adults with high risk of exposure, but not quite as severe, not as old perhaps, then students and critical industry workers, and then finally everybody else.
Yeah. Speaking with Lars Dolder, Chatham News and Records. So you've been covering that. You've also been covering a lot of other things developing in Chatham County that are also state-level stories, including something that was an issue prior to COVID and then became that much more of an issue now that everyone had to start working from home and doing school from home and everyone was doing everything online, which is getting broadband out to as many people as possible. Governor Cooper recently announced $30 million in additional funds to help expand broadband into more of the state than it currently exists. Chatham County not included in that expansion, though. What's the story there?
Yeah. So it comes down to this tier system, which I'm sure you're familiar with. Maybe not all listeners mm-hmm. are that intimately aware of how that works, but the state has organized the 100 counties in North Carolina into tiers, and it's based on an economic profile, how they evaluate its needs. And according to one's tier, that is a county's tier, they are eligible for certain state benefits, grants, loans, and the like. And so there are three tiers. Tier one is the most economically disadvantaged. Tier three are those, among the wealthiest in the state. And what's interesting in Chatham County is that in its northeastern part, there are communities, the wealth of which skews the total county's economic its economic and fiscal health, as it appears when you look at that macro level like you talked about. And so Chatham kind of sits in this funny place. I spoke with Representative Reeves, Robert Reeves II, who is the county's representative in the House of Representatives and also recently elected as the party leader in mm-hmm. the chamber. And he talked at length about the tier system and some of its inherent flaws, because municipalities in the county that are not as well off and that could really benefit from economic relief at the state level are disqualified because the county as a whole appears to be in such good shape. In fact, it's number one, actually. I just found out recently in that list based on the points that they scored for the tier system. So in this broadband situation, to come back to that, tiers one through three could be eligible, but some that had better broadband situations, like Brunswick and Pitt County, they had 12 and 14% of the counties do not have internet, respectively, compared to Chatham, which is 15%. Mm-hmm. But that tier system just gets in the way.
Yeah. Is there a better solution or a preferable solution? I imagine, like, your limited resources, you've got to allocate it in a certain way, and every way you do, it's going to have their own advantages and disadvantages, right?
That is true, yeah. And while there's much talk of the tier system and its flaws, it also does much good to allocate money to areas that need it more. And so it's a tricky proposition, from the state legislators with whom I've spoken. There aren't many suggestions of how to improve it necessarily. It's discourse for sure, and with all things, it comes down often to political allegiance and party lines. So as for a good solution, it's hard to say. But Stepping away from the tier system, what would help with broadband issues for counties like Chatham would be if some laws were repealed that have made it very difficult for the counties themselves to address the issue. In 2011, I think it was, there was a law that resulted from an isolated incident in Wilson where the municipality took broadband into their own hands, and some of the big providers lobbied against that. And so there's this law that really stifles the ability of local governments to address those issues. It has to be resolved at the state level. And so for county governments, like the one in Chatham, they really feel like their hands are tied. There's not much that they can do to help their own people here in Chatham County.
Yeah, and Orange County too. I don't think I've spoken with a person on the county level who hasn't at some point talked about, oh, this law needs to go.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Speaking with Lars Dolder again, ChathamNewsRecord.com for more information and local news from Chatham County. Certainly a lot happening right now, but we're also getting on the end of 2020, and thank goodness moving forward into what will hopefully be a better 2021. This also gives us in the news and journalism industry an opportunity to look back on the year that was, and I know you're doing that now. So What were the key stories that stood out to you within kind of the more obvious kind of larger categories that we all spend our time covering?
Yeah. Well, where to start? I don't think 2020 has been such an eventful year. With the pandemic, obviously, and its effect on Chatham County, there's much to talk about. Mm-hmm. Political discourse, too, and elections coverage. A big thing that's more local is the big issue of the Confederate monuments. That was a huge thing through the summer months, and it really came to a head when the county commissioners decided to remove the Confederate monument that was in Pittsburgh. And so that was the local effect of what is, of course, a national conversation, in race relations, and even it figured into elections and political opinion. So that's a big one that we will be reviewing, and it hasn't concluded. Even though the county commissioners who were reelected or elected this year are in the camp that will not put the statue back, still many are in the streets protesting that decision. So we'll see what happens moving into 2021, but that was big news for 2020 as Chatham is concerned.
Speaking again with the Lars Dolder, Chatham News and Record, and we got to wrap up. But as we do, I want to at least get a quick hit on a piece of news that actually just came down in the last couple of hours, and I haven't had a chance to really dig into this too much. But Governor Cooper and Dr. Cohen, the state health secretary, had their press conference earlier this afternoon, and Dr. Cohen revealed the updated county map with the counties in the red and the orange and the yellow for their level of community spread for COVID. COVID-19, and it was a really stark map with now 2/3 of the counties in the state are in the red, and there's only 8 counties left out of 100 that are in the yellow. But one of those 8 counties, Orange County has been one, but one of those 8 counties is also Chatham County, and I didn't look at every single county in the state, but Chatham County was in the orange and is now in the yellow. So things have actually gotten a little bit better in Chatham County in terms of community spread than it was before. And I think Chatham might be unique among all the counties in the state as far as that goes.
Yeah, that's right. You're correct. And that's something we're pursuing as well. You know, like you said, it just came out a couple of hours ago that they updated that map. And so we will be looking more into that. But Chathamites have much to be proud of, because that is good news when there's so much bad. I think it was just 2 counties not many days ago that were not in the red. So Chathamites are doing the right thing. They are following the direction that comes down from authorities like the governor and his administration and from the CDC and others, staying distant, washing their hands, wearing masks, and it's showing. Hopefully that continues, though, through the holiday season with Christmas coming up at the end of this week. We'll see what the numbers reflect come January. There are many who are of course, concerned that records will be broken again, which would be terrible, but we'll see. Things are trending the right way for now. Hopefully that continues.
Well, again, get more Chatham County news online at chathamnewsrecord.com, including the story about vaccinations at the Chatham Hospital, the UNC Chatham Hospital. You can check that out on the website as well. Lars Dolder, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Have a happy holiday.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron. It's a pleasure to be here.